would you like to make an appointment to come in and see us?
I went to the observatory. Because of these glasses, I can't see, goddammit.
Okay, would you like to come in and see us?
Sure.
Okay. We're at 30 East 60th Street.
3578th Street. Okay.
No. We're at 30.
Okay.
East 60th Street.
All right. Should I bring all my glasses with me?
You need an examination.
And all my glasses?
Yeah, Mr. Rosenberg, do you need an examination?
Okay.
Do you need an examination?
All right.
Yeah, all right. You need an appointment.
Right. And I'll bring all my shoes and my glasses with me. So I have them.
Mr. Rosenberg.
Sure.
Do you want to see the ophthalmologist?
Right.
You need an appointment.
I'm sorry.
You need an appointment.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll have my girl make an appointment for you to see the doctor. Okay, do you have the address?
Fantastic, then.
You have the address?
Yes.
What room?
I don't know. You say 3587?
No, 30 East 60th Street.
30 East 60th Street. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you need an appointment. Hold on.
Right.
Hello?
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 Barbara?
Yes, I have to make an appointment with you, sir. When would you like to come in?
Whenever you want me to, honey. Whatever's good for you.
You want to come in tomorrow?
Sure, if you're free.
Yes, okay. You can come in at 12 o'clock.
Okay, honey, baby. All right?
Yes.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Any kind of traveling, I'm unlucky. I hate to fly. Whenever I fly, I never hear nice flight, smooth flight. Every time I fly, I live in a world of fog and air pockets. I always hear things like, we're going to have to bypass LaGuardia. And that's another thing. I never hear a pilot with a northern voice. It's always southern, you know? And I'll tell you, these southern guys are brave. Nothing bothers them. I remember one flight, we were in there about 10 minutes. Again, I heard a southern voice. He said, good afternoon. This is your pilot talking, Claude Wilkins. Welcome aboard Jet Flight 700. What's that, Tim? Oh, this isn't a jet. Oh. Well, anyway. Our destination is... Can you make that out, Tim? Well, anyway, we're now cruising at 22,000 feet, and we seem to be dropping. Hey, Tim, give me that list. Jones, Klein, Brown. Would Reverend Jackson please come to the cockpit? By the way, if you folks look out your right window, you see those trees down there all busted up? You see that wheel, that piece of charter propeller down there? Tim, were you with me on that flight? By the way, we're now cruising at 200 feet. And Tim says we're going to land way ahead of schedule. But right now, back to the movie. The Good Earth.
Steal the wheels off of baby coaches to make go-karts. Now, those of you that don't know what a go-kart is, a go-kart is made from wood that you take old orange crates and stuff like that. And it's shaped like an eye, like a big eye. We'll stand it up for you. A board goes across this way, and then one goes down the middle, and then one goes across this way again. Then you have to make an axis so that you can make a left and a right turn, hammer down rope and everything. So you make a left and right turn. Then you need wheels. You've got to have baby coach wheels. Got to have them. Nothing else will work. So we used to go out at night stealing baby coach wheels. 287 baby coach wheels we stole. The odd wheel was because old Weird Harold had a Continental on the back. And you get in your old go-kart there and just sit in it and just pretend that you were driving all over the country. And you gotta have your own music to ride your go-kart. That was my music. I took mine from the Rough Riders. Old Weird Harold took his from the Lone Ranger. And Crying Charlie took his from the Green Hornet. We had about 3 million kids all racing with their own music. And so the cops heard about our stealing because the mothers reported, "There are kids out here stealing our baby coach wheels. Every morning we put our children into the baby coaches, push them, the coaches don't move. Children look up and say, 'Why me?'" So we had to hide them. And we waited 2 days for the heat to blow over. And we brought them out Saturday morning, Go-Kart Championship of America. And we're out there, all of us, full force, 300 kids out there. And we're warming up our go-karts at the top of the hill. We had a race on Dead Man's Hill. It was called Dead Man's Hill because it went straight down for about a quarter of a mile, and then it emptied out onto a freeway. Henceforth, the name Dead Man's Hill. And we had everything. We had guys that would make pit stops and everything. If your wheel came off, guys would grab it and put it back on it to have a 2-hour pit stop. You know, because it takes a long time to hammer out the nail, straighten it back out, and then put it back in with a rock. You know, you can do it with a nail and a hammer, a real straight one, but you can't do it with a rock. Good. And we had a fireman. Little kid, 3 years old, used to follow us running down the hill. Had a cup of water in his hand. Whenever you went bad, he hit you in the face with "Deesh," you know, and put you out, run back up. He was fast. So now we got the Go-Kart Championship of America, and we're all warming up. I'm warming up my go-kart. Hadn't even gotten out of first gear yet. Old Weird Harold's warming up his Rolls Royce. His sounds like this. And his old Crying Charlie. And the kid came out with his father's underwear. He took black shoe polish, made some squares on him, and he weighed them. "They're off! We're going down the hill." And I'm winning by 6 inches. Right behind me is old Weird Harold. And he's gaining on me. It's almost like a 4-way tie for first place. Old Weird Harold shot past me. Gotta catch up with him. Reached into my pocket, pulled out my trusty can of 3-in-1 oil. Zoomed ahead. One of the kids went off to the side in action. Boosh, right in the face. Got him. And I look about 20 feet from the bottom of the hill and I see 900 cop cars waiting. I went to my emergency brake, which is a piece of wood. Push it forward, it'll stop you if you're going about 1 mile every 5 weeks. Yeah, pew, no good. Put my legs down. I gotta stop. The cops are gonna lock us up. No. We smashed up 900 5-6-year-old kids on the ground crying. Oh, no, the cops are beautiful. Gonna scare us to death. Pull the guns out. We'll shoot them down right here. Kill all of them, boy. Crying Charlie broke. The cops pulled out the cuffs, put the handcuffs on us, and it backfired on them because her wrists were so skinny that as soon as we put our arms down, they fell off. Hey, Mrs., the things fell off of us, but we wasn't trying to run away or nothing. We was just standing right here. Honest, don't shoot us down or nothing, but they fell off of us because the wrists, and so they thigh cuffed us together, and that's the way we went to jail. Yeah.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy...
WMFO in Medford. My name is Chris Earle. The show is The Chris Earle Show. I'm here with you till 7 p.m. today. Watch This with Chris Earle and my guest, Missy McNeil. All movies will be from 5 to 7. This final hour of The Chris Show, though, we were going to do all prints, B-sides, and rarities here. I'm going to play something for you from Purple Rain. It is an instrumental called Father's Song here on The Chris Earle Show. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for listening to your freeform station.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Rain. Honey, I know the times are changing.
nothing to it but to do it.
Everybody loves me.
Rare Prince for you today. It's from the Slaughterhouse. It's one called S&M Groove. It's Chris Earl Show here with you till 5.
Freak's gonna pop to this.
Gonna pop to this.
Thank you. Break it down, y'all. Wow. Damn. rope of silicone. Rope of silicone. Just rope of silicone. Rope of silicone. Just rope of silicone. This is why you was looking for me. Check it. Let's talk about you when this comes. If you're getting bored, don't front. Just yawn. Cause this is the kind of stuff that requires patience. Don't think, just wax on. If you are the eye that is upon, you beget the dead fruit of Armageddon. Thick skin reigns in the realm of the suit and arm. While the blows taken by the silicon. The family does well with God to keep it strong. Never a paradox, never a hexagon. You plus he or she keep going on. But with another one, the you in the title of this song goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Rope of silicone, just rope of silicone. Rope of silicone, just rope of silicone. Dance,
dance on the floor.
Let's play a game called You Agree, cause nothing was created in disagreement. And if I didn't try to school you, I'd be remiss. You know what? Why should I do that when I can do this? On a Friday night, I was on stage wasting brothers in a real fight. Every time they cut my space down, I worked it harder. Stripped down to my underwear and spanked them like their father. Never before had people seen a vision so bizarre. Play a hand that's equal to mine, look at my cards. I heard your little groove and I raised you another. On a Sunday morning, would you play that smack for your mother? I believe you would think otherwise. A few CDs from now when the software that you're banging's not alive. In a real battle, those loops y'all got suffer TKOs. Until you're playing in front of 70,000, you'll never know. Never. This a grown folks' job. All the young dogs need to recognize. If the word was God, then my people need to use it with the third eye. Who, what, why? Look out. And if I didn't try to school you, I would be remiss. Why should I do that when I can do this? There's another boot talking about what another boot can't do. Quiet as it's kept, every one of you boots need to try to walk a mile in my shoes. I've had devils try to take me out, but I stand for the truth. So my words make more dollars than cents on your television or your radio. But this flow, it just grows. You've been fighting the so-called power since the days of old. So tell me now, what should be sold? Sleepy Jack Hazards, y'all need a couple of no-dos. Mary J about Shaka, Mary Shaka on the radio. You see, you gotta save your own. In the end, it ain't about the dollars, but the seed you sown. In a mind state full of Dutch elm, that's where the ghetto's grown. Watch out, y'all can't black me out tonight. If I didn't try to school you, I would be remiss. Why should I do that when I can do this? Sweat, backing up my rhyme. I make you take your shorty out of here. Calling me fine. I got a big stick, one for each hand. Everybody know I keep a tight band. Come on. Manhattan say, got to shut these haters down. He say, dog, I got your back, but you gotta make a sound. That we used to. Well, you might be pissed. Cause why would I do that when I can do this? To most I'm known as a lover, to others I'm just a pain. The latter's opinion usually formed when mediocrity reigns. And if I didn't school you, you know what? I would be remiss. Yo, why would I do that, y'all? Londell, when I could do this?
Why should I do that?
Why would I do that, y'all? Ananda, when I could do this? Why would I do that, y'all? Dougie, when I could do this? Why would I do that, y'all? Spike, when I could do this?
Why should I do that?
Why would I do that, y'all? MPG, we can do this. We can do this.
Does anybody know you're here? This house of ill repute.
Ooh, honey, I'm scared of you.
Trying to deal with all your fears. I guess this is what you get for being cute.
Cute, cute.
funky place.
Rock hard in a funky place.